Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Sunway.ie, making holidays happen. Click Sunway.ie for the best sun, activity and experience holidays for 2019.
Now, Joe Supple, Holiday Doc, is going to talk to us about a particular phenomenon that's arrived in Ireland, it's generic. It's just landed in a forest. It's in France, and it started, I think, in the Netherlands or Denmark or somewhere, and it's all over the UK. But now it's in Ireland in a forest. It's called Centre Parks. So what have you got to say about it, Joe?
Well, Declan, not very much, because I was actually away when you went to the official launch of it. One thing I missed out in, because normally it's me heading off and you're giving out to me about off here and off there. So again, Centre Parks, I mean, like, there's been so much anticipation of it actually opening from the sort of planning how many years ago. I think it was just out of the Celtic Tiger, the plans were sort of put in place for this to open. So there's been huge anticipation, and you know, I've been looking up myself online about it, and there's people saying really positive things, and there's people saying it's really expensive, and you know, you could go to Spain for a week with the family or whatever. But of course,
Orlando, Disneyland Paris,
or you could go to Australia. Maybe some people are saying as well. So you know, it just depends. But it does look really, really good. The visuals online, I've looked online, it looks really good. The lodges are state of the art, and of course, you experienced it firsthand.
I did, and Laura, just saying you were there too.
I was, and I find it incredible that we were both there at the same time with our respective families, and we didn't bump into each other. Such is the vastness of Centre Parks.
The size of it, yeah.
But I mean, do we want to be herded into a sort of, as I say, a just homogenous type of holiday in a forest? It's not. I mean, if you go to County Longford, you should be able to go to the lakes, beautiful lakes in County Longford, and places like that.
It's the safety. It's the fact that you're all enclosed, and you could be anywhere, because
that's the problem.
But it was just incredible, because the weather was amazing. You're safe. The fact that the cars are only allowed to drive through Centre Parks up to the lodges on the changeover days means that everybody's going around on their scooters and their bikes. Children are really safe, and it's the ultimate family holiday. There's no evening entertainment with nighttime discos and late night drinking. It's about spending time with your family and doing all of the activities, expensive as they might be.
Expensive indeed. Mm-hmm. Joe, I mean, you're the person who wasn't there but reading all what's behind it and all the comments online, etc. I mean, how is it coming out? How's it doing in its coverage?
I think, in fairness, a lot of people have been very positive about it. You know, I did see some negative stuff up online, people saying, oh, it costs $5,000-$6,000, and then other people were saying, no, you're looking at the top lodge during the time. And of course, we are in the peak season now as well, so you think about any of the resorts that would have been around before this, obviously not in this scale. You're going to pay a premium this time of year, because obviously the kids are off school. So I suppose it's just finding a balance on it. You know, in other words, you will have people who will come out. I do wonder, will international travellers who come to Ireland actually go to it? Maybe the English, I know they're saying like our English tourism is down to Ireland at the moment, obviously with the impending Brexit. But I suppose for Irish people, they look at the price and they think, hold on a second, I can get me and my family to beautiful sunshine in Spain for maybe the same price, or to Turkey or to somewhere else. So that would be my only sort of negatives on it, having a look to the stuff. But then, as I said, people were really positive, saying the food was fantastic, the staff there are really well trained, and you know, that's really important. And I suppose, as Laura was saying, that is really important, you know, with your family, kids, that they can feel safe on this resort.
So you're part of Mummy Pages, that I, and presumably they wanted to target you as a influencer from Mummy Pages to actually go with a family and give your, they would hope, a positive review.
Absolutely, of course they do, and it's mums who generally make the decisions about holidays. As we all know, we're the ones who control the purse strings. But making a comparison between a 3-night break next weekend, from Friday night till Monday, and then the same break in the Westport Lodge Hotel. So I'm looking at a family of 2 adults and 2 children, and it's actually less expensive to go to Centre Parks.
But
for
all
a 3-bedroom
the things you
lodge.
Want to do, though, mount up in price. I mean, if you want to hire bikes, it's €35 for the weekend, excluding the helmet, which is about €2 or €3. If you want to do archery, it's €21.50 for 55 minutes per person. So 4 of you have nearly spent £100 in an hour.
Absolutely. But if you were to head down the road here to Druids Glen Resort, you'd be paying the same price for a family suite. And if you wanted to use the swimming pool in Druids Glen, it would obviously be free. The same way the swimming pool in Subtropical with all of the slides, Paradise down in Centre Parks is free. If you wanted to go off to Squirrel Scramble from Druids Glen and go tree trekking, you would pay extra. You'd pay €70 for a family four, and you pay the same money to do the tree trekking in Centre Parks. You can't expect everything to be free. The same way if you go to Disneyland Paris, you go to your hotel, you've got your breakfast, and then you've got your swimming pool for free. And then when you go to the park and you see the attractions, you have to pay for your park pass. It's the same equivalent.
What did you find attractive about it? I mean, obviously you said the safety, because the cars are not there and it seems to be enclosed. I noticed a lot of security people going around in diesel cars, even though it's all supposed to be eco-friendly, but anyway, there they were. But at least they were there.
Yes.
The spa was
amazing.
All the women were saying how wonderful that was. Expensive again. Without doing a treatment, it's about 50 quid a go. Yeah.
It is. But I suppose you're on holidays and you save up for these things and they're supposed to be a treat. And they have a creche facility for children from 12 months, and they'll take your children from 12 months up to 7 years for 3 hours for a princess and pirate party while you go and guilt-free enjoy that spa. So that's got to be a bonus.
How much is the creche?
I'm thinking it was €30 for those 3 hours. They priced it because it was part of the spa package at a reasonable price.
You need walking around money here, don't you?
You absolutely do. But the same way you would if you were on holidays anywhere else. I mean, the benefit is that you don't have to travel far. And I've got 3 children, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old and a 6-month-old. So the fact that I didn't have to navigate an airport, it was an hour and a half in the car. I stocked up my car with Lidl purchases. So I didn't even have to eat out if I didn't want to. I brought my Robinson's dilute orange. We didn't have to. The only money
we
spent.
You can bring food.
You can, absolutely. The only money we spent was on ice creams.
They can be expensive. I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I do wonder, you know, because I mean, to full capacity, it holds 2,500 guests. They're not going to have that, you know, 365 days of the year. So I think there will be
some. Last week, they did 93% occupancy.
Wow, that's very good. Jeepers, that is
and
good.
And that's the standard that they hope to achieve, is 90% occupancy throughout the year. I do wonder how all of the activities will fare, you know, throughout the year with the Irish weather. But I'm thinking to even like the boat pedalos and everything, if you've got your raincoat on, sure, you know, you're grand. The tree trekking is something that you could do if you were wrapped up. And the fact that the subtropical paradise pool is set to a permanent 29.5 degrees Celsius means that you can feel like you're in the Med when you're in the middle of Ireland in November.
Okay, so you're very positive about it, Joe.
I'm very positive as well. And I suppose once things settle in, they see exactly how it works. I suppose, like yourself and Laura have said, maybe they'll come up packages like they do in other, you know, Turkey and Spain and stuff, you know, where you can buy a package thing so that covers maybe the drinks and the babysitting and the certain other activities that you can buy as one go, as opposed to having
to. And you can
to
bring your bikes, by the way.
You can bring bikes as well. Okay.
We brought our scooters down, actually, because we didn't want to pay the money for the bikes. And there wasn't a problem in doing that and scooting around the place.
Okay, one thing that's really positive, I think, is local employment.
Yes,
there is so many people working there from Ballymahon, Longford, Mullingar, all places like that. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Maura Higgins didn't work there, I suppose, as yet. But there's so much employment for local people. I always think that's pretty good. Bring your insect repellent. There is so many wasps. It's unbelievable. I think there are more wasps than people.
I agree. It was surprising. I wonder, was that something to do with the vegetation being upset over the building? Will
Stressful.
That settle down?
Yeah, pretty bad. And bring sunscreen. Of course. And plenty of money.
There you go.
But is it going to be on the list, just to finish up, is it going to be, it's either Orlando, Paris, resort in Spain or something, and Centre Parks at home. Is it going to go into that league?
I think it will, Declan. And, you know, there is some good family resorts around Ireland that would be extremely popular. And I think they will suffer quite a bit with Centre Parks. Like, I suppose, the comparisons that Laura made in relation to cost-wise, you know, if it's comparable, people will want to go and see it because, you know, obviously it's getting so much publicity and press at the moment. And in the long term, I suppose, things will sort of settle down and we'll see how it goes. But it does look very impressive, yeah.
Okay, well,
I might even go down, Declan, believe it or not.
And you can report into us.
days.
There's some good deals off peak. There was priced in the middle of October, just before the midterm.
Middle of
break.
October.
Just before the midterm.
I say if you left
a Friday to a Monday, you'll have some schools complaining about kids being taken out on those Fridays and Mondays.
Whole thing.
It'll be about £400.
They're successful anyway in the continent, in the UK, so have they landed exactly the same thing right in Ireland? I'm sure they know their jobs. Thanks very much indeed to Joe on that.